ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد I would like to remind myself and you that we are today in the today is the 4th of Shaban and we are less than 1 month from Ramadan and therefore it is important for us to prepare for Ramadan. We have the hadith of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha where she said that at the approach of Ramadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tighten his belt and he would increase his ibadah and that in the month of Shaaban Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast more than in any other month other than Ramadan. So one of the ways of preparing for Ramadan which we should all try to do is to increase the fasting that we do other than Ramadan, which is especially in Shaaban, keep as many fasts as possible. This is also a good time to make up any qada fasts that might be remaining for the sisters from the previous Ramadan, for example. Also for the brothers, we all have times when we did not fast when we should have fasted. So therefore, to make up those qada, so make the niyah of qada when you are keeping the fast. So inshallah, that will suffice for that. So increase the amount of fasting. The other thing is that Ramadan is, as we know, the month of the Quran, and therefore also increase our own recitation of the Quran. Whatever we used to do on a regular basis, increase that inshallah, so that we get used to reading more. And then in Ramadan we read more and we listen to Quran in Taraweeh and so on. So that's the other thing to prepare for Ramadan. Third thing is increase in the nawafil. So tahajjud and so on. If you don't pray, then let us start doing that. If you are praying it, let us increase and ensure that we get prepared for ibadat in the coming of before the coming of Ramadan. Then the as we know. Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ramadan, kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for people before you, so that you may increase your taqwa, so that you can become muttaqun. Taqwa is the concern not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, that's another thing for us to focus on and say, in addition to the ibadat, all the rest of my life, in all aspects of my life, what do I need to correct? So, Shaaban is a good time also to take stock of that and say, what do I need to correct in terms of my charity, in terms of my speech, in terms of my action, in terms of my dealings with people and so on. What are the things that I need to correct before the coming of Ramadan? And then of course, final point as far as preparation of Ramadan is concerned, Ramadan is the month for dua and the acceptance of dua, and therefore prepare for that also and make lots of dua. Make lots of dua for yourself, for your families, for your teachers, for your parents, and very a great deal of dua for the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very important for us to do that. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I don't know how many of us follow, but it is very important for us to revive this sunnah. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to make dua for his people, for his ummah, and that's a sunnah that we should definitely revive and make sincere dua for the Muslims wherever they are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should ease their hardship. Where they are sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should remove their sickness. Where they are in any kind of difficulty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should remove that difficulty from them. Where they are struggling under oppressive rulers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove those rulers and substitute them with rulers who are muttaqun, real rulers who are concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not concerned only about their personal pleasure and personal happiness at the expense of their people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims wherever they are, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve their suffering and to relieve and to deliver them from their enemies and to remove their enemies from being oppressive on them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the worst of our enemies, which is shaitan, and the oppression of shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver us from the oppression of shaitan, because there is no oppression that is bigger than the oppression of sin, because that is what leads to the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, let us prepare for this month of Ramadan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, we ask Allah to give us this month of Ramadan, actively make dua that we should be alive and healthy in order to take full benefit of the month of Ramadan. Make specific dua for this. Oh Allah, keep me alive and keep me healthy. Because you might be alive, but if you fall sick, then we can't fast and so on and so. We don't want to fall sick. We want to be healthy and well, alhamdulillah, in order to take full advantage of this month of Ramadan. And then ensure that we do take full advantage of the month of Ramadan. That when the time comes, inshallah, that we free ourselves. And final point is also in Shaban, make sure that you free yourself, that you have time. That you have time for Taraweeh, that you have time for Aitikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan and so on. Make your schedules right now. Right? No sense in at that last moment running around like a headless chicken, directionless, and then you can't come for, can I come for 1 hour Aitikaf? Of course, come for 5 minutes Aitikaf. Why even 1 hour? Huh? So, don't do that. It's a ridiculous way of living life. So, let us ensure that we free our time so that we can come and peacefully take full advantage. We don't know, we don't even know whether we will see this Ramadan. May Allah keep us alive and healthy to make the, take the full benefit from this. But then who knows, what about next Ramadan? Who knows? I mean, we know today there are so many of our brothers and sisters who personally we knew, right in this masjid, personally we knew they were with us last Ramadan, but they're gone. So this Ramadan they will not be with us. Who knows, you know, whether we will also become a statistic on some list somewhere to say so and so was alive and he is no longer there. So let's not, don't wait for that. Let us ensure that we prepare and take full advantage of this month, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us healthy and to keep us alive and to enable us to take full advantage of this month. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika.